This is The Business, and I'm Kim Masters. We're talking to husband and wife writing team, Justin Marks and Rachel Kondo, about the daunting task of adapting the sprawling 1975 historical novel, Shogun, for television. FX put a lot of faith and money into the limited series, with a massive marketing push including a Super Bowl spot and a choreographed samurai battle staged at Disney's Upfront presentation last year. Marks has more than a decade's worth of screenwriting credits, including Jon Favreau's 2016 Jungle Book and a story credit for Top Gun Maverick. Kondo's background lies in short stories, and in our conversation, she shares her experience of being hired as a screenwriter for the first time. So, Rachel, when you come into this, I mean, you don't have a background in show business.
I mean, it's a great question.
Was there any pushback, or was it clear that you
were going to work as a unit? I don't know where I got the gall to even think I could be involved in this. You know, I don't have a background in Hollywood, and I did not know. I mean, let's be clear, though. I did minor in screenwriting. That was my second major in school. So I knew about screenplays, but I didn't know how to write one.
Right.
So I met with Kate Lambert and Lindsay Donahue over at FX, and they were good enough to read my short stories. And we spoke about the book. We spoke about what mattered to us. We spoke about those moments that maybe weren't as relevant today. We spoke about the female characters, and I think we just all had similar emotional ideas about these characters we wanted to pursue. So they were very, very trusting, and they lent me an extreme amount of faith. And I mean, there are no words. I'm still surprised that they let me in the room. So it was very good of them.
So when you say, Rachel, that you sort of came to this realization that being Japanese-American didn't help necessarily with being Japanese-Japanese, what was that moment like? Or was this a moment where you thought, oh, I'm sort of don't know this after all?
I think that it was a result of just time spent with people who are Japanese, people who were born within that culture and within that nation and were raised there. And that is their mother tongue. This is how they think. This is how they behave. This is how they dream, you know, and there are very striking differences. And I think I had just never felt so Western before. You know, for a moment, I felt, yikes, this is going to be a very steep learning curve for me, in that you have to actually essentially learn how to zero yourself out and just get out of the way, so that people who know have more room to work and to create their art. And so it wasn't any one specific moment, but I will say that the one saving grace was the one thing that I didn't think would matter. I thought it actually would have been a liability, but the fact that I'm actually biracial, half Asian, half Caucasian, that actually, I think, worked in my favor, speaking for just myself. But, you know, our writer's room was predominantly Asian American women who are also bicultural and biracial. And it mattered in the sense that when you find yourself belonging to no one culture, you then find yourself inhabiting the space between cultures. And I think that that actually was the thing that lent us whatever insights we needed just to kind of have the courage to get going with the project.
So Justin, when you brought up the idea of bringing Rachel in as a partner, how did FX react to that? Were they like, sure, or can we meet her?
Yeah, I think, well, they met, but I think it was it was kind of a no-brainer upon reading the work and then, you know, letting the pilot that we generated together speak for ourselves. That was the point of no return for FX on this show, and never look back.
You wrote the pilot together. I mean, I've had other couples over the years on the show, and, you know, I always wonder, are you in separate rooms or are you standing there together acting out the characters? How did you guys go about it?
I love to talk about this moment.
Why?
If only because, you know, you're with someone for many, many years, married even for many, many years, and you don't know every side of your spouse. And I have always known Justin was a hard worker. He's a talented writer. He has things to say, but I didn't know he was his bar of excellence is so high that I had to kind of re-encounter him as a person and a writer. So,
Justin, what do you have to say for yourself?
I think when it comes to the world of television and film writing compared to maybe fiction writing, there's probably, deadlines drive
a little money on the line.
Yeah, time is money.
Yeah, and so it would be, he would say, we need to work. And mind you, I was, I think, 6 or 7 months pregnant. And so, you know, I had that, shall we say, weight on my, I was going to say shoulders.
Yeah, not
I guess
there.
Belly. But it, yeah, not there. And I would say, okay, let's work. That's fine. 15 minutes in, I'd say, it's time for a snack. And he would say, absolutely not. No snacks. Must no write.
Snacks. Must write. Well, time is money, as I think I heard Justin, I heard you say. You also got, I mean, I don't know how receptive FX was to the amount of subtitling the Japanese dialogue, because we're dealing with the world and not just a country now. Yeah. So did they feel like, yeah, do it in Japanese, that'll be fine, because we have people in Japan who will watch this?
No, yeah, I'd love to say it was that easy, right? But there was definitely a discussion, and John Landgraf was deeply involved in that discussion, because we knew that we wanted to cast this show unlike any other show that's been told in this world. And to do that, that meant that you couldn't just hire the best actors who happened to also be able to speak English, but you wanted to be able to find the best actors, period, for these parts, to go to Japan with casting and find actors, many of whom had never worked outside of their country before. So to do that, you had to tell it in the Japanese language. And we felt that for as an immersion, it would be most effective. So there was everyone was in agreement about that. I think it was there were many questions about quantity. There were many questions about how and when we use subtitles and how are we going to do it. And to their credit, they really fell in line very quickly with the idea as we were really starting the prep process, under the promise that we would always be cognizant that the interface of this show when it came to the Japanese characters was going to be written. And so that forced us to look at subtitles through new eyes, and if we were going to do subtitles, to try to do them differently than anyone else had done them, which was the beginning of a very long journey that Rachel and I took that, you know, was kind of couples therapy embodied, because we, gosh, where to begin? You know, we wrote this show in English with our writer's room. It was sent to a team of Japanese translators to put into Japanese. And then working with two of our main Japanese producers, Eriko Miyagawa and our star producer, Hiroyuki Sanada, we started to have conversations that there's more to Japanese dialogue than just translating it into Japanese, that the expectations for Jidaigeki period Japanese are such that things really need to be polished, which of course makes sense, but we had never really seen it through that lens, that there are many right answers. There's not just one right answer for how you translate a phrase from one language to another. And so we took the rough Japanese translation of the dialogue and gave it to a Japanese playwright who spoke no English, Kyoko Moriaki, who specialized in Jidaigeki prose. And then she would work with Hiro-san and Eriko to polish that dialogue, even just on set a few days before we shot it. And then the actors would ask if they could trade out this word for that word instead. And then what we would do at the end of that, after it was performed, one of our Japanese assistant editors would translate the spoken word back into English, like a giant telephone game, and we would use that text for subtitles instead of just using the scripted text. Many times they were the same, because obviously we hope that what we write is what's said on screen. Right. But there were these amazing moments of confluence of two languages and two cultures where this magic came out, and through that alchemy, it gave more life to the words than we could have ever done ourselves. And then Rachel and I would basically fight over those subtitles throughout post-production to move a comma here or a semicolon there in order to make the impact of those words what we wanted them to be.
So now that it's opened and it's very buzzy and people are receiving it very well in Japan and here, I just wonder whether you were thinking, we have really captured something special here, or thinking, what if nobody watches? Let's let Rachel answer that one.
Well, I recall maybe just even a month ago, Justin kind of announced that, you know, this is when reviews start coming in. This is when people begin to actually see this behemoth of a project we've all been working on for so long. And I remember like having, you know, a brief moment of trepidation thinking, how vulnerable. Oh my God, people are going to see it. But then also feeling weirdly confident, not because I knew people would watch it, but simply because I know how much we have all poured into it. All, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of individuals and experts and advisors and the performers. I mean, down to catering, craft services. Everybody poured so much of themselves into this that I kind of had that moment where if somebody does see it and like it, then how gratifying. But I felt so proud of what we had done up until that point that it truly was, you know, gravy at the end if somebody did end up liking it.
I will just say that the support from FX seems to be just extraordinary. I mean, first of all, the budget, I'm sure this is possibly the most expensive show they've ever done.
Yeah.
And they supported with, you know, a Super Bowl commercial and flashy presentation at the upfronts with lots of samurai on the stage.
I don't know how they did it. Everyone, you know, I mean, producing this show was very, very hard. It was a very, like, honest and vulnerable process when you're trying to do a cross-cultural production in the way that through Canada and Japan and the United States, the way it was done. None of that hardship compares to the hardship of actually saying yes to something like this. I don't know how they have slept at night for the last few years. Just knowing the risk, the expenditure, and, you know, the potential downside exposure to something that is as ambitious as this. And, you know, I really have to credit John Landgraf, Gina Balian, the way they just believed in it. I've never had an easier process, which honestly, I can't believe I'm saying for a subtitled period piece set in another world, that they were always as supportive as they were.
Justin Marks and Rachel Kondo are the creators of Shogun. The limited series airs Tuesday on FX and is streaming on Hulu. Thank you guys for joining, although I would have rather joined you.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you, Kim.
And that's The Business. Joshua Farnham produced and edited today's program with help this week from Phil Richards and Nick Lamponi, who mixed the show. You can stream The Business as well as other great KCRW shows on kcrw.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kim Masters. We'll see you next week on The Business.